When it comes to fighting sexual exploitation, advocacy groups and law enforcement do a lot, and so can schools. The Commercial Sexual Exploitation of Children, or CSEC, can mean a lot of things: forced prostitution, pornography, the sex trafficking of minors. The FBI has listed the San Francisco metro area as a high-intensity area for child prostitution, and a lot of that activity takes place in Oakland. Cynthia DeMon is CSEC lead for the Oakland Unified School District. District officials had noticed that some of their own students were being exploited outside of school. So DeMon trained staff to support students and also address the issue in classrooms. KLW's Liz Mack talked with her to learn more about what the school district is doing.
So we spend a lot of time with other people's children, educating them. And what we found is that sometimes, we would see certain behaviors, or kids would just kind of disappear, or they wouldn't be in school. And we became concerned about it, and we didn't know what was going on. And when we started doing digging, we found out that some of our kids were being exploited.
Can you talk a little bit more about what it was that the teachers or the school officials were noticing?
We mostly see it in the middle and high, and that's just because kids are able to articulate and the behaviors look different, right? And kids would be absent for long periods of time, and we didn't know why we would see changes in appearance, like dressing more a little older and more provocatively, but not like the normal adolescent, I'm going to try out some new outfits because I want to pretend I'm 18, but in a really sexual and degrading nature. I'm sorry, it's hard to talk about sometimes. It doesn't ever get easier. It doesn't ever get easier because the average age is 12 to 14 for entry. So we'd see these young girls just not coming to school, and we wouldn't know where they were. They would isolate and feel like you could tell when a child is holding a secret sometimes, and we would see that. Children would say things that would catch our ears, and we'd ask questions like, what did you mean by that when you said that? Who was that person?
Can you talk about more of the day-to-day of what you do as CSEC lead?
Okay, yeah. So just this morning as well, I got a phone call from a principal who said, I think I have a child who's being sexually exploited. So that's pretty typically what I hear. And I hear it from principals, from most people who've had training or have someone who's been trained on their site. So they give me a call or an email or a text, and I call them back and I get the details of what's going on, and guide them through making a CPS report. Guide them through making a referral to Missy. We make a lot of referrals to Missy. It's an organization that works with kids, and they do outreach, and they do case management, and they provide therapy, really comprehensive services. And then usually I help coordinate services at the site. So we have these intervention teams that meet usually once a week or once every other week. And if a kid is having some challenges, or if something's going on, then the team will get together, and they're multidisciplinary, and they'll try to come up with some solutions.
Why are we talking to teachers and training teachers? Why aren't we, bringing people who are already trained like you? What is the benefit of that?
Of training teachers? It increases the support network of the child. So if only I'm trained and only I can respond, then that child only has one person in Oakland Unified who can help them. But if teachers and staff are trained, then that child has many people who can help them. Teachers spend a lot of time with kids, and they get to know them in ways that I don't. And they're more likely to see signs. They're more likely to notice changes. And if they can offer help, that they're there every day, like 5 days a week from 8 to 4, whatever their hours are. And so that child has consistency. And a lot of children who are sexually exploited or abused don't have consistency. Life is sporadic, life is chaotic. And to have someone that you see every day who knows how to respond and knows how to help you, that's gonna increase the likelihood of success for the child.
you know, there's a difference between what adults want to talk to kids about and what they talk about amongst themselves. And like, is this something that you feel like is a topic that people, if they're not going through it, they know about it?
Definitely. When we did the workshop at the middle school, at one of the middle schools, kids were pretty open. I sat in one of the workshops and kids said, you know, hey, so-and-so is going through this right now. You should talk to her. I know someone, you know, that this happened to. Somebody came up to me and asked me to do that. So kids, if you frame it in a way that it's interactive and it's not like some lecture on, you know, or some scare tactics, create activities where they can actually have a dialogue and you can be an adult in the room kind of monitoring and making sure everything's okay. Teens are pretty open.
How do you assess that this is working?
So we're basically like gathering data. We hadn't gathered data before. And so with gathering the data and knowing, you know, hey, this kid has been sexually exploited, we're able to track which interventions that they're getting. And we can look back at like attendance like the year before and see if it's improved, or we can look back and see, has this child ever accessed any of our services in OUSD? And I think for us, success right now is looking like connecting kids with adults and connecting kids with interventions.